Okay, continuing with the migrations topic. There is a relatively new tool called Open Rewrite, and you're going to hear all about it from Tim.
Yeah, hi. So it's been mentioned a few times before, so I hope I can live up to the hype. My name's Tim Tebeek, and I'm a staff software engineer at Moderna. But I recently started, just the start of this month, and before that I was a migration engineer as a consultant for 5 years. So what that means is I would walk into organizations, familiarize myself with all the old technologies that they were still using, and then hack away at lifting all those services up to the latest versions of Java and Spring. I would frequently find versions that up to 5 to 10 year old versions of Java or JUnit or Spring, which is not ideal from either a security perspective or even a developer experience point of view. Initially, I would migrate these services by hand or gradually introduce more and more course automations. But then at the end of last year, I discovered Open Rewrite. And Open Rewrite is a tool that promises to make light work of all such migrations. I got so excited about this technology that I started to contribute and even present about this on conferences, and then eventually quit my job to work on Open Rewrite full time. So after a nice sabbatical, that brings us here today. Perhaps you've faced some of the same challenges that I did. At a conference like this, you'll hear all about new framework and language features. Yeah, back at work, you're stuck using Java 8 and JUnit 4. And migrating all of that by hand can seem daunting if it ever gets priority. I want to show you how easy it can be to perform major migrations. That way, you too can adopt all the latest language and framework features. And it can be fun to adopt new language features such as records and text blocks. But you don't want to adopt these features manually or only on a single project. Instead, we will look into automation to make old projects feel like new again, so you can benefit from JVM language and framework improvements. Here's a very brief overview of the types of migrations I'll be talking about. Likely, you already performed some of these migrations in the past, and other migrations are always just around the corner. If you look back over time, there's a near constant stream of worthwhile improvements to pick up. And I like the challenge. I still get excited whenever a new version comes out. I just don't like the repetitive elements that come with upgrading. And if you try to keep up by hand, you will hardly get anything else done, especially as microservices these days mean you're not just upgrading once, but dozens of times. Automation may then be the only option, especially for companies using thousands of services. Through Open Rewrite, you can now migrate between versions of Java and Spring with a simple command. You can even migrate between frameworks, such as from JUnit to AssertJ, and from Java EE to Spring. In this talk, I'll tell you all about Open Rewrite, how it came about, how it works, and what you can do with it. And finally, we'll briefly look at who's developing these recipes and how to apply them to open source projects. Open Rewrite was developed at Netflix, initially to aid in the migration of an internal logging framework to SLF4J. You can probably imagine that any logging framework is going to be pervasive throughout an organization. To even consider migrating, you need perfectly accurate automation. Especially when usage is spread across hundreds of services. So they developed a parser to accurately read Java and turn the source code into a lossless semantic tree. This model can then be modified to replace the old logging statements with calls to SLF4J. Next, the migrated model is written out as close as possible to the original source code. That way, the applied changes are minimal, leaving surrounding code untouched. Later, the same developers moved on to work on Spinnaker, and while trying to onboard teams and organizations there, they found that teams often struggled with these same outdated languages and frameworks. To help teams adopt the latest versions. To help teams adopt the latest versions, they applied a different set of migration recipes through the same lossless semantic tree parser. Let me just get this one on. This allowed them to quickly reduce this technical debt and bring teams from Spring Boot 1 to Spring Boot 2 and from JUnit 4 to JUnit 5. The project has since been open source, with the company behind it committed to making all recipes available under the Apache license for open source software. The initial focus for Open Rewrite is on the Java virtual machine languages and surrounding technologies. There are parsers, for instance, for Java, Groovy, YAML, and XML, and these in turn unlock support for build tools such as Maven and Gradle, and libraries such as JUnit, AssertJ, and Guava. Ultimately, refactoring entire frameworks and platforms is supported, with recipes available for application frameworks such as Micronaut, Barkus, and Spring. Open Rewrite is not the only parser capable of understanding and manipulating Java. However, three features set Open Rewrite apart from the competition. The first is the focus on exact type attribution. By having the exact type available on any tree element, we can be sure to only manipulate exact matches. The second characteristic that sets Open Rewrite apart is the format preservation. The parser not only takes into account the functional code, but also the surrounding code style and indentation. This allows us to accurately reproduce your source code regardless of further changes. Changes made through Open Rewrite look just like a colleague worked on your code. And finally, the serialization format ensures you're able to query and refactor your code faster and at scale. Together, these features make Open Rewrite exceptionally good at safe code transformations, especially as the changes are minimally invasive and guaranteed to work, in part due to the do no harm mentality. By manipulating the full lossless semantic tree, Open Rewrite can far exceed simple search and replace operations. With the full lossless semantic tree built, we need to instruct Open Rewrite what operations to apply and where in your code. Recipes are highly defined, such as a group of search and refactoring operations. Together, they accomplish a higher level task, such as a framework migration. Recipes can consist of a single standalone operation or be linked together with other recipes. Open Rewrite comes with a large collection of fine-grained recipes out of the box that can be combined for common migration steps. You can think of these as Lego building blocks, ready to be applied with the proper parameters. There are hundreds of these building blocks to, for instance, change types, change methods, change arguments, manipulate properties, and alter dependencies of plugins. Individual recipes are implemented as Java visitors that first match and then modify elements of the lossless semantic tree. There are plenty of examples available, but notice that you only need a dedicated Java visitor, but none of the existing recipes can already achieve your goals. Typically, you can get very far only configuring, combining, applying existing recipes through a YAML description file. Modules then group together these fine-grained recipes into more coarse-grained, application-specific recipes. There are modules, for example, for logging frameworks, testing frameworks, and application frameworks, such as Spring. Think of these as Lego sets, with build plans for common migrations ready to be applied. In my opinion, the lossless semantic tree, combined with a large collection of fine-grained recipes, is what sets Open Rewrite apart from other similar tools, such as error-prone refactoring. Now I want to show you how migration recipes are configured in Open Rewrite. Let's briefly look at a migration from JUnit 4 to JUnit 5. I want you to imagine the steps of what we needed for such a migration. You've likely applied some of those steps already in the past. Among others, you'd have to update the test annotations. But you would also have to update the assertions and sometimes the argument order. You'd have to update all imports and update any test rules, and that's just getting started. Notice how each of these steps is reflected as a separate recipe in this YAML configuration file. Some refer to and configure the generic step, such as the change type recipe. Others are implemented as an imperative step, a dedicated Java visitor that changes the lossless semantic tree. All these steps combine to achieve a complete JUnit 5 migration. And this is a common pattern with OpenRewrite. Large migrations are broken up into small, reusable steps. When we run this recipe, we get predictable results. Our imports are replaced, as we would expect, and our Makito runner is replaced into using the extension. Lifecycle annotations, such as that before, are correctly replaced. But interestingly, we can see how OpenRewrite shines through when it comes to converting expected exceptions. Having the full power of a lossless semantic tree, combined with a Java visitor, allows us to adopt assert throws. It's these types of changes that would not be possible with a regular expression approach. Running migration recipes is fairly straightforward. First, you apply a build tool plugin for OpenRewrite. I've used Maven in my example, but Gradle works just as well. And then, depending on the changes you want to make, you add a dependency on the respective OpenRewrite module. And lastly, you run the OpenRewrite plugin with the migration recipe that you want to execute. The command seen here will migrate an application from Spring Boot 1.5 to the latest Spring Boot 2.7 branch. And we're also working on a 3.0 migration. And this migration works all the way back to Spring Boot 1.5. It will update dependencies, properties, and deprecations from any older versions. And it includes the JUnit 5 migration we've seen before, as well as any Spring-specific test constructs. So, now that we've seen how OpenRewrite works, let's have a look at what you can do with it. Obviously, by now, we've seen it is well suited to migrations. You've mostly seen migrations from one version to another, but you can always also migrate from one framework to another. If you want to switch from Log4j to Assel4j, you can. And the same thing if you want to switch between JUnit and AssertJ. And even larger migrations are in development. Another application is fixing static analysis findings. A large collection of checkstyle, sonar, and security findings are supported to allow you to reduce your technical debt in minutes. And finally, there's a whole class of recipes to enforce a code style. And rather than merely apply a formatter, these style recipes go a step further to actually change your code. And this ensures your code style reads consistently from project to project. And in addition to what's already available, it's fairly easy to add custom migration recipes specific to your project. So now that we've seen how it works and what you can do with it, let's briefly look ahead at what is still to come. As you've seen, OpenRewrite has dedicated parsers for multiple languages already. But we have some catching up to do still. We are working on a parser for both Java 18 and up and Kotlin. But note that you're perfectly able to run on Java 17, but you cannot yet migrate to some of the new language features. The interesting thing about Kotlin is going to be that the Java migration recipes that we have will also just work, even though the languages look very different. Another subject we're working on is data flow analysis. And this not only takes into account the individual code statements, but also how data flows throughout your application. This will allow recipes to, for instance, add immutability or dedicated security fixes. Another interesting development is the Spring Boot Migrator project from VMware. It builds upon OpenRewrite to migrate projects towards Spring from other frameworks. It takes a slightly different, more interactive approach, which will be coming handy when it comes to the Spring Boot 3 migration. All these features are in active development. It's not yet clear when you can use this in a production setting, but it's interesting developments nonetheless. As a last subject, I want to tell you a bit about the company behind Open Rerun. As I said before, Moderna has committed to making all recipes available open source. Our focus is on applying recipes at scale. Through Moderna, clients can discover code patterns across an entire organization and target these for transformation. And even if you're not a paying customer, you can still use the web interface to browse available recipes and even apply them to open source projects. This can be a great way to start contributing back to open source software. And if you find any of the migration steps are missing, Open Rewrite itself is very accepting of new contributions. The community plays a large role in the development of new recipes. Now, as you could probably tell from my email address, we're not exactly a big company, but we're pretty well connected in the broader Java community. Through collaborations, other companies contribute migration recipes for their frameworks, and this ensures their users are able to migrate easily and timely between the releases. And if you maintain or merely enjoy your particular library or framework, you can help other users by providing migration recipes. So with that, we are getting near the end of my presentation. And before I send you on your way, I want to recommend a few resources where you can learn more. There's extensive documentation available on Open Rewrite. Development is all on GitHub, with new suggestions typically picked up with surprising speed. And as you've already seen, it's quite easy to contribute minor migration steps. If you want to try some recipes quickly on open source software, have a look at public.moderna.io. And if you have any questions, you can reach out on our public Slack or via email. And finally, if you would like to play around with the commands you've seen before, I've written a blog post to accompany this presentation. This blog post migrates an old Spring Pat Clinic branch from Spring Boot 1.5 to Spring 2 on Java 8 to Spring Boot 2.x on Java 17. That way you can play around with the commands and see the changes made at every step. For your own projects, I recommend you start with the testing framework migrations. They're an easy way to gain confidence in the tool and see what it can do for your projects. And with that, I'd like to thank you for your attention.
What's also really great about Tim's story is that he was enthusiastic about a project, he started contributing to it, and now, you know, he was offered a job and he's working at the company behind this project, and it's really the textbook story of starting contributing and then getting paid to do that and joining the company behind the project. So thank you very much. We've